Proclamation number 6712 of 11th of December, 1956. Many are called. Truth conditions desire. In order to be able to introduce you to truth, the will, the desire for truth, must necessarily dominate you. Otherwise you cannot be given a gift which you once rejected, the light of knowledge. It is indeed offered to you again and again, but the will belongs first to accept this gift. You had voluntarily entered darkness. You left the light behind. You gave away a precious possession which you called your own, for it was one of the signs of perfection in which every being created by me stood. You voluntarily gave away your perfection and became lightless beings. You lost all characteristics of your perfection. But my love does not want you to remain as you have shaped yourselves. And therefore I offer you everything that will help you regain your perfection. But your will to accept what I offer you is a prerequisite. And thus I also want to introduce you humans to the truth if you have the desire for it. And without exception you humans are called to acquire beatitude again and thus also to stand in the light of truth. Therefore you cannot say that one person is less favored than the other, that he therefore cannot reach the aim which was set for you. But people's willingness to accept is very different and therefore the effect of grace is also different, and this makes you humans believe in a limitation of grace. You are all called, for I exclude no being when I pour out my measure of grace which is intended to help you attain beatitude. But only a few are chosen. Few accept the gifts of grace so willingly and always desire more, so that they can also be given abundantly, that the graces become effective in them and that they therefore belong to those who already ascend again on earth, whom I can now so obviously consider that they appear to fellow human beings as chosen ones. Yet their own will, their willingness and desire has earned them their assured state, and therefore it was also possible to convey the truth to them, to give them the light again which fellow human beings lack because they also lack the willingness for it. No being will need to move in the darkness which longs for light. For I will always consider my living creations according to their desire, according to their will, but I will never force this will to accept divine gifts. And coercion would be if people were given an unusual gift of grace without their will, which thus would inevitably place them into a light. But then such a being would be judged. It would not be a freely over self-determining being which can both sink low but also ascend unusually high depending on its will. And thus you know that every person living in the light of truth has acquired this light himself through his will. And thus you can conclude from the degree of realization that his will is turned towards me, because I alone let the light of truth shine into a person's heart which seeks to unite with me. A person who denies me, who has no bond with me, can never ever stand in truth, nor will he ever seriously desire this truth, the knowledge which gives him light about his origin and about his destiny. He is only governed by earthly thoughts and plans. He lives in a purely earthly world. He does not recognize a spiritual kingdom, and therefore he can never receive information about this spiritual kingdom either, because his will determines the thoughts which flow towards him, and this will is only directed towards the world. Thus only worldly thoughts will fill him. But without your will you can never attain the truth. Amen.